Today's daf is daf beis as we begin Maseches Chulin. Now, before I learn Maseches Chulin, it's very important to know that the Sefer Chasidim says that there are many Masechtas or even areas of halacha that are not learned very much. They're called meis mitzvahs. So just like there's meis mitzvah, no one learns them, there's an excitement to do those mitzvahs. So one has to be very thrilled, and there's more schar for learning those Masechtas that aren't learned. So one typical one that people don't learn is Mori Katan, the end of Mori Katan, because it talks about Avelis, people are very scared to learn it. So one who learns the end of Mori Katan is considered learning a Meis Mitzvah. But one has to be very careful in Davin, and nothing bad should happen to him. So Maseches Chulin is one of them as well. The Chassam Sofer apparently was Gozer, a Tainus. One should fast before learning Maseches Chulin, because the danger of learning Chulin, what's the danger of learning Chulin? He says, because sometimes when a person showing how a shechita is done, they show it on themselves, and that's opening up the pelasatan, bringing danger to oneself. So one should be very, very careful not to do that. So one, goes there fast before learning Maseches Chulin. And when the Chassam Sofer learned the Maseches Chulin, he apparently ran through it very, very quickly. He didn't want to spend too much time on it because he didn't want to be involved in that danger to learning Maseches Chulin. That being said, you guys might want to fast today. So let's begin now. The Masechta begins Hakol Shochtin. Everyone should do a shechita. The shechita san kshera, and the shechita of anyone is the kshera. The Gemara is going to point out there is a contradiction here. It says Hakol Shochtin implies that everyone's allowed to lichachila, but lashon the shechita san kshera. And like if it was done by anyone, it's bedieved. So is it lichachila or is it bedieved that everyone's allowed to do a shechita? Chutz mecheresh shot of a katan, with the exception of a cheresh neshot and a katan, we do not accept their shechita even b'dieved, shema yikilkulu as shechitasim, perhaps they made a mistake in their shechita, and v'kula and sheshachtu, all of them who do a shechita, v'achayim ro'an also, and others are observing them do a shechita, shechitasim k'shera, then their shechita even b'dieved would be acceptable. So the Gemara is going to figure out exactly how to read the Mishnah. That's important to note before we go right in the Gemara. That's a very big machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos, and Shavuos, Ravid, and others, whether or not the Shechita is a mitzvah or simply a matir. Is it a mitzvah to do so? Certainly it's not a chiv. It's never an obligation to do Shechita. But when one does do Shechita, you mekabel a mitzvah, mekayim a mitzvah in doing so, or it's simply removing an isser of what otherwise would have been Eivor Menachai or eating an Avela, it's matir that isser? Or no, do you assume the Rambam assumed it's a ki maseh? When you do it, you fulfill the mitzvah aseh. While the Ravid and Tosfos think, no, it's just undoing, it's avoiding a lav, it's only at best a lav. That's just a very simple way of explaining it. There are a number of nafkaminas, and this is going to come up often throughout the Masech. So let's begin the Gemara.
You make a bracha?
You make a bracha. There's a bracha, yes. So Gemara now says, there's a big taz about this, saying a bracha, a long piece of taz about saying a bracha on a matir. It's a very, very important taz there, right in Simon Aleph. So the Gemara begins as follows. Hakol Shochtin, actually before you even go to the Gemara, look at the first Tosus in the daf here. Tosus Hakol Shochtin, Kosub Halachos Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting sefer. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It says, the Noshim lo yishchatu mipnei shedaitan kalos. We do not trust the shechita of women because the daitan kalos. What does the daitan kalos have to do with them shechting? So some explain that they get very, not nervous, but they see blood, they get very, they might faint and ruin the shechita, queasy. So therefore, we don't accept them. That's according to some opinions. Others say daitan kalos means they don't have the understanding. You have to be a chacham to be able to do shechita. That's the understanding of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Rush says it's a chumra ba'alma. Women are allowed to do shechita. So how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch says women could do shechita. The very first sif in all in Hilchos Shechita, all of Hilchos Yardaya, women could do shechita. Rama writes that, however, the minhag is for them not to do shechita. So the Shach asks, how could that be? He says, you can't bring a raya from lo ra'inu is not a raya. If I never saw something happen, that's not a minhag. That's not, it can't create a raya. I never saw that happen, it must be it's true. If you saw something happen, you saw your father doing it in such a way that could establish a halacha. But I never saw my father do something. You can't bring a raya from not seeing something. So how could you say the minhag is for them not to shecht? Maybe they just never shechted, but they're allowed to shecht. So the Ma'aril explains that lo ra'inu raya, lo ra'inu ain a raya, not seeing is not a proof for a halachic point. But for minhag, lo ra'inu is a minhag. If no one's ever done something, that can establish a minhag, and that's the minhag of Ashkenazim, that we do not allow women to do a shechita. The Rav Soloveitchik has an interesting chiddush. He explains a different reason why women can't do shechita. Women can't have positions of authority. They can't be a rabbi, they can't be presidents of shuls, perhaps. They can't have a position of srara. So he thinks being a shochet has a certain din of a srara involved, and he brings proof to this, and that's why he thinks women are exempt or really disqualified from serving as shochetim. Okay. Gemara now says, Hakol shochlin l'chachila, everyone's allowed to do shechita l'chachila, anyone wants to go up and do a shechita. But then it says, v'shechita asan k'shera, divyavid. Only if you did a shechita, we accept everyone's shechita, only b'divyavid, but not l'chachila. So that's a stira. So Amar Lei, Rav Acha, b'rei d'rava, l'rav Ashi, v'chol hakol l'chachila hu? Is it true wherever the Mishnah says hakol, that always implies l'chachila, you should go ahead and do it, hakol? Elam yati, if that's the case, hakol mamirin. Everyone can do t'mura. Echad ha'anoshim ve'echad ha'anoshim, whether men, whether women. Hachanami de lichachila hu. Are you going to say lichachila, one's allowed to do temura? There's a mafurish pasuk that tells us lo yachli fenev lo yamir oso tov b'ra'a rabatov. You can't do temura. You can't switch kedusha from one animal to another animal. There's a lav involved. One would get malchus. And they says, and therefore, hakol can be lichachila by the Mishnah of Maseches Temura. Just like it doesn't mean lichachila by temura, it doesn't mean lichachila by Maseches Chulin either. The Gemara says, no, Hasam Ketekatani Taima. There, in the Mishnah Maseches Temur, it ends up explaining the reason. Lo Sha'adam Rashai Lahamir, not that you're allowed to, Ela She'im Hamir Mumar, if a man or woman were to go to do Temur, it takes effect, V'sofik Es Ha'arbam, one would get 40 Malkus for doing so. But had not said that explanation, Einachanami HaKol by Maseches Temur would have implied L'chachila, but that's why the Mishnah says, don't take this HaKol L'chachila. Every other instance of Hakol in the Mishnayos does imply lichatchila. Look at Tosis just for why not Maseches Temur for a second. Tosis v'sofa gets arbaim. He writes vim tom. By the way, this Maseches is going to be very different than the last two Maseches we learned. Last two we just tried getting through the Gemara. Here in Maseches Chulin, there's a lot more to work with in terms of Tosisim and other sigas, a lot of it, and there are going to be some Gemaras which are going to be a little drier. But this is very different than Zvachim and Menachos. So back to Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Sofa gets ha'arba'im. One gets 40 lashes for doing temur, for switching the kedusha from one animal to another animal. Vim tomar, hav le lemeimar v'sofa g'shmonim. There should be 80 lashes. There should be two lavim that are going on here, 40 for each. Dehot shrei lav iksiv. It says lo yachlifanu. And again, lo yamir. There's a double lav here. Why are there not 80 malkos? V'yishlomar Tosfos suggests, dechad b'shalo v'chad b'shal chaveira. One's talking about his own, and one's talking about his friend. Meaning what? The friend says, anyone who wants to be Mahamir my behema, Yamir, come ahead and do this. Without that, you can't be Mamir my animal. If I have an animal, you try to do Timur from my animal to someone else, it doesn't work. If I say, whoever wants to do this, come ahead, now I've granted permission, you can do Timur on my animal. In that instance where I granted permission, and you went ahead and did it, then each party gets malkos. That's when it's referring to lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. That's a double lav. But it's this typical case of temura, just doing temura from one animal to another animal, that would only be one violation. The way you get two violations, again, is that instance where you allow the friend to do it on your animal. So Gemara says, either way, we see that typically hakol means lichachila, you're allowed to go ahead and do this. So Gemara says, around seven narrow lines up in the Amud Aleph here, Ella, Hakol Marichin Venerachin. Everyone's allowed to do Marichin. What's Marichin? There's a Masechta called Erichin, which means that you want to take Erichin of a certain person. There's a whole table of, depending female or male, depending the age, there's a set amount of money that you have to give based on what the Psukim tell you. That's Erichin. So everyone can be Marich. Everyone could say, I want to give Erichin. And everyone's Nerachin. Everyone can be Erich. You could say Erich of me. You could say Erich of anyone who you want. So everyone could create Erich. Everyone could be evaluated through Erichin. Nodar means I want to take a nether to bring value of someone, and everyone can be valued. This is not based on this tabular, it's based on the actual market value of a person. So hachanami d'lichatchila, you're going to say that this mission about erichin and nedarim is something hakol, it's lichatchila, that one should go ahead and do this, that we recommend doing this. V'haksiv, the pasuk tells us, that can't be the case. The pasuk says, v'chisechda lindor lo yevecha chet. When you take a nether, there shouldn't be a chet, meaning, the Ksivit says further in the Pasuk in Keheles, Tov asher lo tidor mishetidor, lo sishalim. Better that you didn't take a nether than if you took a nether and didn't pay. I mean, best to avoid all nedarim because then you get yourself into trouble. And Vitani the Brisa says further, Tov mizeh, sheino node kol ikir divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says best to avoid nedarim entirely. Don't get involved in that parsha because you might take a nether, and if you don't fulfill that nether, terrible things are to come. So don't take any nedarim. Nedarim can't be lichachila. How can the Mishnah again say, Akol marichin, v'nerachin, v'nodrin? Nedarim are not lichachila. They're very much b'di'evit. So akol doesn't mean lichachila. So finishing off just this quotation, this braisa from nedarim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tomi Zeh Mizeh, No De Mishalim. He actually holds his best to make a nether and to fulfill the nether. That's actually the best thing to do. If you really are a reliable person, so then take a nether and fulfill the nether. V'afilu Rabbi Yehuda Lo Kamar, even Rabbi Yehuda who recommends doing and fulfilling the nedarim, it's only limited to a case of Lo Nem, Lo Kamar, Ella, Bomer Harezo, where you say, this particular animal I want to bring, if it dies or gets lost, then you're actually absolved of your obligation. That's actually, it's not so much riding, there's not so much risk involved there. Aval Amar Hare Alai, but if a person says, Arpan Mi, Begavra, a nether, even Rabbi Yehuda will say, lo, not to do this, because you're entering into dangerous waters here, maybe you're going to forget, and there's terrible onshim to come. So we see from here then, Hakol by Nidarim is not Lichachila. We don't want people to make Nidarim. So then the Gemara says, top line of Amud Bey is here. Yeah, but it's also going on in Nidarm though. The Hakol is qualifying both of them. Our concern is Nidarm right now. So Nidarm is not Lechachila. So then it says, V'chol Hakol. Now are we going to say, every Hakol is Lav Lechachili? Kol means B'dievid? But don't we have the following statements? Ella, Hakol Chayav Mesukah, Hakol Chayav Metzitzis, Hachanami, Delav Lechachila. Which says, everyone's chayav to wear sittis, everyone's chayav to sit in the sukkah. That's B'dievid? No, that's the chachila. Everyone must sit in the sukkah. Everyone must sit wear tzitzis. Hakol means lechachila. So we have a contradiction. Does hakol mean lechachila or does hakol mean b'diavad? Mara says, don't bring a raya from chayavim mesukkah, chayavim mitzitzis, because chayavim lo kamin. I never said by chayavim. When it says hakol chayavim, that certainly means lechachila. The Gemara is talking about a case where you say hakol something else. Does hakol mean lechachila or does hakol mean b'diavad? Mara says, Ella me'atav, that's the case. Hakol somchin echad anashim ve'echad anashim. Everyone does smicha, whether it men, whether it be women. Is it really true that that's lechachila? that's b'di'eved. Hachanami d'lav lechachila. Haksiv v'samach yadav v'nirtza. That you need to do smicha, that creates your ritzui. So again, we have a steer. What does hakol mean? Does it mean lechachila or does it mean d'eved? And the Gemara says, in ika kol lechachila, Vika kol diavad. There is no one answer. Sometimes a kol could be b'diavad. Sometimes a kol could be l'chachila. You can't bring a rye from a kol. So Ella. So then the question becomes, how do you interpret the word hakol in this mission of the very beginning of Maseches Chulin? Ella hakol dehacha, hakol that appears here, mimai de l'chachila hu. How do you know hakol shochtim means l'chachila? The tik shelach, and then you're going to ask a stira, hakol shochtim, but then it says shchitas and ksheira, the b'dievid. Why do you get involved in such a stira? Maybe you should interpret it, dilma, d'yevid hu, v'lo tik shelach. Say hakol shochtim means b'dievid, and there's no contradiction. Hakol shochtim, b'dievid. Shchitas and ksheira, b'dievid. There is no contradiction. That would be the easy way to read the Mishnah. The Gemara says, amalei ana, problem is, Ana shchitas and ksheira kashli. This is my problem. Because midikatani shchitas and ksheira, from the fact that the second phrase means shchitas and ksheira is bidyeved, that implies mechaklau, that kol lechachila, the first statement hakol must be lechachila. Because if you're telling me hakol shchit, hakol shochtin is also didyeved, tarti didyeved lamli, why does it have to repeat hakol shochtin bidyeved, shchitas and ksheira bidyeved, why repeat bidyeved double? So therefore it must be lechachila, hakol shochtin lechachila. But now once you're saying HaKol Shochtin L'Chachila, that contradicts the term of Shchitas and Ksheira, which is B'di'evet. So how do we read this very first Mishnah of Maseches Chulin? Mar says as follows, Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Hachi Katani, the way you read the Mishnah is as follows, HaKol Shochtin, everyone does Shchita, V'afilu Tamei B'chulin. Even a person who's Tamei, may shecht an animal that's Chulin. Tamei B'chulin, Mai L'meiro, of course. Why? There's no din of tuma by chulin. You could eat person. A person could be tamei and eat chulin. You could eat chulin that's tamei. What does it mean tamei bechulin? So my lemeimer, what's this telling us? Bechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. A person who wants to eat chulin and treat it like kodesh. Why would that be the case? And just kasavar, they hold chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. A person who wants to eat chulin and consider kodesh, it has a din ki kodesh dami. So Keita, what do you do? Who also maybe he came to also maybe sakin a ruch of a shochiba. He brings a long knife in order to shecht it kedei shelo yigav abaser in order to avoid touching the animal. So look at Rashi to explain a little bit what's going on here. Rashi around 10 narrow lines up. Shinas al taros hakodesh. The kibo alea lechel b'taros kodesh. A person took upon himself that he wants to eat all chulin foods, even though they're chulin. He wants to eat them in the state of kodesh, in the state of tara. Why? Shirota lahargil atma. He wants to regulate himself b'taros kachim to get used to eating kachim. Even though right now he's not eating kachrim, he wants to get used to it. Similar to why we wash hands before eating bread. We have no reason to really wash hands before eating bread because it's chulin. But we wash hands in order to get the kohanim regulated to washing the hands. So when the time comes for them eating truma, they'll be ready used to washing hands. They won't have to think twice about washing hands first. So we all wash hands before eating bread just to get in that habit. So here as well, he wants to get into the habit of eating regular chulin, even meat that's chulin with the tara body. So therefore, Shem Yochal Shlomim, if he were to eat Shlomim, or if he were to eat Toda, he had Baki B'Shmirasin, he was already careful, he knows how to be careful not making a tamim. And therefore, says Rashi further, Kikodesh Damu, one who treats Chulin as Taras HaKodesh Damu, Chayiv Lahibadil, he needs to separate Midirabanon, Mikol Tumos HaPosos Behem. He needs to, now that he took upon himself this Kabbalah, he needs to make sure not to become Tameh at all when eating Chulin, at least Midirabanon. V'afilu Hachi, still nonetheless, even though he took upon himself this Halachas, this Kabbalah, he's able to do Shchita Tameh L'Chachila. Even though he's Tamei, he's allowed to do a shchita as long as he uses a long knife and he doesn't end up touching the bas. So that's the din that's going on here in the Mishnah. The Gemara now says, back inside. The Gemara says, so this is talking about again, Shecht and Chulin Shinasu Taras HaKodesh. So then the Gemara says, Ubimukdashim, when it comes to, now this is where the Mishnah changes gears. When it comes to mukdashim, if you're shechting a real kachim animal, a carbon, lo yishkot, then a person who's tamei should not shecht kachim. Shema yiga b'basar, there he might end up touching the basar. So again, the first statement of the Mishnah, kol shochtim, means anyone's allowed to shecht, even a tamei person could shecht chulin shenasu taras hakodesh. But now we're adding in, if it's a mukdashim tamei, we say he should not shecht. But if he did, b'dievet chitasan k'sheira, we accepted b'dievet by mukdashim. That's how we reread this mission now. So Gemara reads again, uve mukdashim lichachila lo yishcho, shema yiga b'basar, lest he touch the kachim and make it tameh. Be'im shachet, if he did shecht it, b'dievet, amar, and he says, bari liyav, it's clear to me, shol anagati, I didn't touch the kachim animal, that's when we say, chitasan is k'sheira. And since it's a deraisa, so that's why lichachila we say not to shecht mukdashim when a person is tamei, since it's lichachila. Look at Rashi writes here, around seven naira lines up. Uvim mukdashim lichachila lo yishchot, a tamei person shouldn't shecht lichachila kachim. V'afil b'sakin ruchi, even though he has a very long knife, he doesn't need to touch the animal. Why? Kevin the muzer min haTorah shel yitma, since it's an itzah deraisa to make the food tamei. K'dechsev ani hinei nasati lecha es mishmeres chumasai. Alma ba'inan shmira, there's a requirement to make gzeros, to make safeguards from violating isurim. So gazibu rabban lechachila mishum lech lech aminan nazira schor schor lekarma lo sikur. We tell another, stay away, make gzeros, make siyagin. When it comes to dine deraisa, here as well, we want to avoid making the kachim animal tame. We say lechachila don't shakht it, but b'diavad v'shakht it, we accept. Okay, so the Gemara says, so then the Gemara says, Vayta, how to read the rest of the Mishnah, Chut mecher shota v'katan, except for these individuals, the afilu b'chulin greida, even when it comes to a regular chulin animal, d'yevid namila. We don't even accept their shechita b'd'yevid had they shechted it. Shema yishu, perhaps they did a little delay in their shechting. Shema yijisu, there are different psulim that disqualify a regular shechita. One of the requirements of the shechting is holech omevi, to kind of like saw the neck as you go back and forth. But to pull like that, or push, that's called derisa, and that's a violation, that's not a good shechita. So the concern that Katan didn't do this back and forth, that he pushed it, and that's Shemi Yijusu. And Shemi Achlidu, I forget exactly what Achlidu is, but I think in the wrong spot of the, he might do the wrong spot of the neck. Well then, since those concerns, we don't let the Katan, Cherishot the Katan, B'dievet, we disqualify the shechita. The Kulin Sheshachtu, so now the problem is, if you look back at the Mishnah for a second, the Mishnah had said, all them who do a shechita at the end, Kulim Sheshachtu, Achem Ron also, everyone, if it's observed by someone else, Shechitas and Ksheira. Now we have to understand, what does that part of the Mishnah mean? Who's V'chulin Sheshachtu if Achem Ron also? Gemara says, V'chulin Sheshachtu Ahai. At which stage in the Mishnah? Elam, if this is qualifying an Achei Shot of a Katan Allah, that if someone watched them do the Shechit, it's acceptable. So it shouldn't say V'chulin Sheshachtu, it should say Ko, V'im Shachtu Mibayle. It was referring to a shech. If I say, Reuven can't shech, but if he did, it's fine. So you would just say, v'im, if he did, he shechted. Why he said, and all of them, if they did, again, if I were to say a statement in English, Reuven, Shimon, Levi can't shech, if And if it was, it's accepted. You don't have to say, and if all them shechted, that seems to be superfluous in the Mishnah. It would have been sufficient to simply say, v'im, if it was done, it was acceptable. What does it mean, v'chulun sheshachdu? Sounds like we're talking about a different kulun, a different group of people than who we were just talking about before. So that's why I can't be referring to that.
It's as if only if somebody's watching them. It's not if they did it.
Right, no, right, but that I know. Achim Rona, so the problem is the word v'chulam is not the way you would say it grammatically correct. You should just say v'im, since we just said shecher shotav katan is not a good shechita. Im shachtu, if they shechted, it's fine. What do you mean v'chulun sheshachtu? It sounds like referring to some other party that hadn't been mentioned earlier. So Ella, the Gemara says, Ella, atame v'chulun ha, it's referring to the tame who shechted v'chulun, the reisha of the Mishnah. Well, ha'amris l'chachila nami shachtu. We said l'chachila, you're allowed to do a shechita. We don't need Achim Rona, so. Ella, it must be referring to the middle part of the Mishnah, atame b'mukdashim. That person who's tame b'mukdashim, we said l'chachila, he shouldn't do it. B'dievet, it's acceptable. We're saying, if you want to do l'chachila, if achem arono so, then even l'chachila, we would let tame shecht mukdashim. Mari says, b'barile sagi. So wait a second, why do you have to have achem arono so? We already said, this is b'dievet now, we're saying, actually not l'chachila. We already said, b'barile, if he says, I shechted it, I know for sure I didn't touch it, we rely on him. So how come we have to have achem arono so to accept his shechita? And so the Gemara answers, the lesse kaman dinashilo. It's talking about where the shochet shechted it, the tame shechted the mukdashim, and he's not in front of us to tell us that he's certain that he didn't touch it. If he's in front of us, we just ask him. But if he's not in front of us, so then we can rely on achem ronos of others so observed that he didn't touch the mukdashim, then it would be acceptable. Look at a few tosis on the side here. Tosis writes, dima maschal tame bechulin maila memra. So he says, even though there's an iser to cause tuma techulin, even techulin there's an iser to create tuma techulin in Eretz Yisrael, he says, hainu dafka bepeiros, that's only when it comes to fruit, the shaycha bu chuma. Since fruit, regular chulin fruit, are similar to chuma fruits, so therefore we wanted to go, we go there, not to even make chulin fruits tame, lest you make chuma fruits tame. Ava, when it comes to basar lo, there was no such gzeira when it came to basar, you are allowed to make basar chulin tamet. So then go tosos dimaschus shema yigaba basar. So he says another point, afa gav the dam kachum eno machshi, just points out something we've already seen before. We know for any food to become tame, it has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids is blood, water, milk, honey, dew, oil. So if nothing touched it yet, how does this animal become tame? So dam kachim we paskin, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, blood is machshir. It prepares a food to become tame. But dam kachim does not machshir. It's not machshir the food. So what made this after you shechted the animal? If I touched it, it didn't come into contact with water yet, any liquid for it to become tame. If I were to touch it, if I touch fruit off that was taken from the tree. And it never came into contact with any water or liquid from being detached. And I'm tame, I touch it, it doesn't become tame. That apple has to come into contact with honey or water or dew at some point after being detached from the tree. If it hadn't, I could touch it all I want, it won't become tame. So I shechted the animal, it's now dead, and I touch it. It doesn't become tame because it didn't touch any liquid unless it was raining. So Tosis points out, there's a concept that chibas hakodesh, machsheres. When it comes into the base of Migdash, there's a special din that the Chibas HaKodesh, how that works, we'll get to the sugya later on in the parak here, that alone is machsher the basar to be food. Or, sheviu benar, or you pass the kachim animal through water, and vadain mashke tofei achalem, and the water is still dripping. I've got now this wet sheet in the base of Migdash, that's kachim. I shecht it, the water that's on it still makes it hukshel tuma, and now when I go ahead and touch it, it becomes tame. Let's do one last tosis, then we'll finish the daf. Tosis in the very, very bottom, the last tosis, last two lines here. The Gemara had said that if I'm tame, if I shech the kachim, so if I tell you, bari li, I know I didn't touch it, we trust me. But if I'm not around, so then we have to assume it's a safek, and then we have to see if achem ronos, so if others saw me shecht it and not touch it, we accept it. But if they're not achem around, so then we assume it's tamer. So look at Tosos's question. Tosos asks, V'yafo gav de azara rishus harabim hi, k'dam reper kama de psachim, v'haya lanu letar kan besafek. So wait a second, there's a din. When it comes to safek isurim, the lach is safek isura, deraisa l'chumra. We assume Sveikas, the derisa Safek Isur is Lechumah. When it comes to Safek Tuma, there's a din. If it's Safek Tuma versus Hayachid, if it's a private domain, which is defined by less than two people, if the Safek of Tuma took place in front of me, or me and someone else, one or two people, we assume it's a Tame. It's learned out from who knows the source of that, Safek Tuma, Sota. Sota is the basis for Safek Tuma. So just like a case of a woman with a man in privacy with two people, we assume the worst. So Safek, we say she's Aser until she drinks the Sota. So to Safek Tamei, Birshus HaYachid is also Tamei. But if it's Safek Birshus HaRabim, if let's say the Sota was with another man, and there's another person that was there, there are three people there, there's no, that's called Birshus HaRabim, we assume that Tuma, the Sota, is not Aser. She wasn't in Birshus HaYachid, she was Birshus HaRabim with three people being there. So, but, No, different point. So once we assume that by Sota, that if there are three people that are there, we assume, even though there's a Safek, we don't know what took place, we assume nothing happened. Safek Sota, Birshus HaRabim is Tahor. So to Safek Tuma, Birshus HaRabim is Tahor. So now, Tosis is pointing out, since the Din of Azara had Din of Birshus HaRabim, because people were coming in all the time, it was called Birshus HaRabim, so we don't know what happened. We see a dead animal on the floor here, shechted by a Tameh person. No one saw him do this. So it's a Safek Tuma, Birshus HaRabim, we should assume it's Tahor. Why do you need a Cherim Ronosov to make it Tahor? So Tosas writes here, High Safek, Lo Dami Lashar Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabim. This Safek is different than every other case of Safek of a Tuma Birshus HaRabim. Why? Mishum Derov Pamim Lo Yuchal Liazar Miliga. Because the Rov, the likelihood, is going to change in normal. Normal Safek is where it's 50-50. But once there's a row of chances of it being a tumah, then we actually assume it's tameh. And if it were not, if we're not the acherim harona, so we assume safek tumah. In this case, this would be an exception of safek tumah brishas rabim, where we would say tameh. Back inside the Gemara now, last 10 lines or so. Hi tameh b'mukdashim mehacha nafka mehasim nafka. Is this the Mishnah that tells us the din? If you were to read this Mishnah as we read, there's no indication here at all of tameh b'mukdashim. That person who's Tame, we're talking about a person Tame. So we learn it based on some understanding of the Mishnah. We're reading in the words of Tame b'Mukdashim. There's a much clearer Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim, the second parak, that talks clearly about this din. Mehasam Nafkets, learn from Maseches Zvachim. What does it say there? Kol ha-psulin she-shachtu, all the psulim who shech the animal, the kachim, shchitas and ksher, we accept their shchita. Anyone can do a shchita of a kachim. You don't have to be a kohen to do that. Shashchita ksheir bizarim benashim. So this is a clear mission that we accept women, by the way. Shechting kachim, ubavadim, ubetimeim. We see timeim are allowed to. Vafilu bekachi kachim. Even the highest kachim of karbanos, even by a chat that's in an ola, we could let a tamei shech the animal. Ubavad, so long as shelo ye yehua timeim nogin bebaser, so long as a tamei person doesn't touch the animal. So that's a clear Mishnah that talks about tamei b'mukdashim. So why do you have to have a repeat Mishnah here in Chulin, which doesn't even talk about Tameh explicitly? So the Gemara answers, Hacha, Iker, Hasam, here is the real Iker Din. We're learning Maseches Chulin, we're learning Hilcha Shechita for the first few Prakim here. So this is the Iker Din of Tameh b'Mukdashim, and over there, Hasam, I did the Tani Sharp Sulin, Tani Nami Tameh b'Mukdashim. Since it's talking about Shechting of Zar and Shechting and Hashem, they included Tameh b'Mukdashim on the list as well. But here in Maseches Chulin is really the Iker source, even though it doesn't say it. It's an ikkasaurus about the halachas of Tamei Shechting b'mukdashim. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests, and we'll finish here, Ibai Seima, Hasam Iker, really in Maseches Zvachim is the primary place of learning the halacha of Tamei b'mukdashim Shechting. The Bekachim Kai, that's the Masechta about Kachim. That's the appropriate place for it. Hacha, here Maseches Chulin, which is not about Kachim, Aydi, the Tani Tamei b'chulin. Since we learn the halacha of Tamei Shechting Chulin, Tainami, we also figure we teach the halacha of Tamei b'mukdashim. All right, we'll stop here. Welcome to Maseches Chulin, and have a wonderful day.